Power outages and security concerns are slowing the reconstruction of Iraq, but in one factory, the workers have decided not to wait for democracy. And PR's Deborah Amos has this audio postcard from Baghdad.
The workers at the Soma cigarette factory take a break to do something they have never done before. They are holding an election.
Ali Hussein Salman. Salah Mehdi Hammoudi. Ali Hussein Salman.
They organized it themselves, set the rules to choose a new director general of this state-owned company and a new factory manager. Talib Abdullah, a machine operator, cast his vote.
We are heavy, all the workers heavy, because we now, after many, many years, we use our freedom and we elect anyone we want.
In a small, sweltering room, votes are counted out and tallied on a chalkboard. The former factory manager was from Saddam Hussein's hometown, a high-ranking member of the Ba'ath Party, banned from government jobs by order of the U.S.-led administration. Even before the ban, workers made it clear they would not allow the old boss to return, their position spelled out in graffiti on the walls.
There is no place for the Ba'ath Party in that factory. The workers write it.
Paul Bremer, the head of the U.S.-led administration, has banned these factory elections. But on this day, the winner, 58-year-old Ali Hussein Salman, takes his seat in the director's chair. There's not much else in this office. The old director took the air conditioner home, as well as most of the furniture. Ali Hussein has worked in the factory since college, was never promoted, because he refused to join the Ba'ath Party.
Before, I was the second man for the factories, and because of some conditions that I couldn't get to the first guy.
Supporters join him in victory, a traditional round of sweet tea. A new man serves them the small glasses. The old tea maker was fired. He wasn't a Ba'athist. He just made bad tea. The Soma cigarette factory is a star of the state-owned system, one of the first factories to be up and running after the war. Producing cigarettes is still very profitable, which is why the new director and Saleh Burros from Iraq's Ministry of Trade are worried about American plans to sell off Iraq's state-owned companies. The Soma cigarette factory is a very attractive buy, says Saleh Burros.
Because they get money, much money in this. The wine and tobacco and petrol. This is three things very important.
And do you think if it privatizes that people will lose their jobs?
Yes, because they get money from this.
The inefficient machines are more than 30 years old. American plans to privatize could bring in cash for much-needed improvements. Iraqis here say new owners could cost them their jobs. They voted for a new factory director, but by the time they can vote for a national government, at least a year away, the American-led administration will already have made crucial economic decisions for Iraq. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.